The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Looking at channels for exploit. This blessing and empowerment night has been tagged the night of channels of exploit. Channels of exploit. Hallelujah. And I read from the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. The Bible says, and from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. I want you to know that for you to experience exploit, you have to do certain things. And you have to understand that exploit don't come easy. Exploit does not come easy. Praise the Lord. You see, no man get anything valuable easy. There is nothing that is valuable that you get easily. Praise the Lord. How many of us know that anything of value does not come cheap? Do you know that? Anything of value does not come cheap. And I want you to know that to get something great in life, you have to do certain things. And one of the things that you need to do, which we'll be looking at quickly tonight, is channels of exploits. And I'll be taking the first two channels, while the second teaching will be on the third channel. We'll be treating three channels tonight. And I know that as we do this, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. What is a channel? What is a channel? You know, in those days, I don't know if there's anybody here that used those. Maybe there are some few of us that use those kind of TV. When you need to tune from, we have limited stations, NTA Akure, NTA Ibadan, NTA Channel 10, then NTA Benin. When you need to tune, we say we tune to the channel, then we'll go to the TV, we'll turn it, paka, 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 then it will turn. Then you ask somebody to go outside and start tuning the antenna. Then you say, Otida, the guy will turn it back. He said, okay, Otida. Then he said, Otida. Then the guy will stop. How many of you were there? Don't lie. You are not there. Let me see, you are not there. Hallelujah. Charles, I doubt you. I doubt you, Charles. Hallelujah. The people that were there are on this side, not on this side. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will give you a question that will make me to know if you are there as we go on. Hallelujah. Now, you need to connect a particular channel for you to be able to receive the signal that is coming from that TV station. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So tonight, there are some channels that you need to connect to for you to do what? To enter into exploit. And one of those channels is what I call violent intercession. Violent intercession. So what is a channel? A channel is a medium of passage of something or someone, of something or someone from one place to another. A medium of passage of something or someone from one place to another. A medium of passage of someone or something from one place to another. Number two, the channel is the avenue of communication between two individuals. They have a new of communication between two individuals. And you know, I just gave an example of those TV of those days, not flat screen. Now, for those of us that said we know those TV, when you own those TV, can you tell me what used to happen? Not from this side. I want somebody from this side. Something used to happen. Eh? You were not there. That is not the answer. Charles, something used to happen. When you put on those kind of TV, something used to happen. No, that is not it. When you put on those kind of TV, it takes some minutes before you even see any display. The thing will be warming before it will come up. Then after some time, it will come. And you will not go and tune. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jam your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you have to tune to the right frequency for you to connect. Hallelujah. If you are not on those channel 25, channel 10, channel 23, If you are not connected to those channels, you cannot receive the signal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is another one. This one, I doubt if there is anybody that knows it here. Hallelujah. Should I tell you? Do you want to hear? How many of you have heard of what we call cartridge before? Cartridge. Cartridge player. Can you describe it? Hallelujah. Mega. Praise the Lord. You read it from storybook. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, these gadgets are not like the gadgets we have now. They are very practical. The one we have now, they are not very practical. They look so tush, like many of us are now. I want you to know that tushness does not connect you to God. You have to be real, like those olden days gadgets. You have to be what? Real. If you form tush with God, the devil will tush over you. So you have to get real with God. And one of the channels of getting real with God is violent prayers. Praise the Lord. Channels can also be described as a way to an end. A way to an end. That is what leads you to something. What connects you, what guides you, what leads you to something. Praise the Lord. So I want you to know that violent intercession or violent prayer is not just being touched. These days when we want to operate our TV, we don't need to touch. There are some TV, they don't have buttons. You won't even see any button. How many of us know those kind? You just, on the remote, you just sit down. The TV just jumping from one station to another. In those days, when you change from one station to the other, somebody has to go to the back to change it for you to connect. That's more practical. That is more real. You see, the place of intercessory prayer that we are talking about is not the place of praying remote control prayer. No. This one, you need to get real. Turn to your neighbor, say, get real. Say, get real. You know, one of the things that we are missing now is that we are so used to the life of automatic. It's good. I'm not against it. It's nice. It's fine. It's beautiful. That's the age we have. But I tell you, until you get to understand that scripture, Matthew 11:12, you cannot obtain certain things from heaven. Praise the Lord. The violent take it by force. What do you take by force? Your destiny. What do you take by force? Your breakthrough. What do you take by force? Your successes. What do you take by force? Your health. Sometimes when we go to tune those TV stations and it's raining, the rain, you are tuning, the rain is tuning. You are tuning, the rain is also tuning. Then somebody will hold the thing there. I said, you are not going nowhere. We want to watch something. Praise the Lord. It takes violence. It takes violence. You see, we must get to understand that when we talk about spiritual things, we are not talking about things that are unreal. They are very real. Praise the Lord. Turn to your body and say, spiritual is real. The Bible says in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, say, pray without ceasing. In other words, pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. Prayer is a channel of communication with God. And you don't get to church, you don't need to get to church or get to Rome or get to Jerusalem or go on top of a mountain before you can pray. You don't need that. Because the Bible says pray without ceasing. In other words, while you are taking your bath, you can pray. While you are working on the road, you can pray. Hallelujah. While you are driving, you can pray. You are in the motor park, you are traveling, you can pray. But the most important is, let your prayer be effectual. Don't let it be a prayer that is sandwiched with packaging. Praise the Lord. See, until we get to the place of being real, when we come to prayer, we cannot meet with the real God. Praise the Lord. To pray is to break barriers. To assess exploits, you must make prayer your oxygen. Until you get to the place where prayer becomes oxygen to you. When you take away oxygen, what do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? The person will die. Take away oxygen. The person is gone. Max 16 minutes. 16 minutes, the person is gone. The organs will start shutting down one by one after 16 minutes.
the organs will start shutting down one by one until you make prayer. So in other words, it means that you make prayer to become your oxygen, means that you make prayer to become your sustenance in life. Oxygen sustain life. Until we get to the place where prayer becomes a sustenance for us, we cannot access that kind of exploit that God wants you and I to access. And like I said, good things, valuable things don't come cheap. Praise the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, Jesus Christ said, men ought always to pray and not to what? And not to what? And not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. That is, in other words, when you are praying, you don't faint. Fainting there does not mean that you pass out. It's not talking about passing out. That girl fainted. No, it's not that kind of fainting. When you pass out, you are no longer real. Praise the Lord. You can't experience reality when you are unconscious. I don't know if you are getting it. That scripture is saying that when you are praying, you must be conscious that you are praying. And you must be able to experience the reality of your prayer. You must not be weak in the place of prayer. You must not be the type that pray as if there is no answer to prayers. You know, a lot of time people pray and they pray as if there is no answer to prayer. Praise the Lord. Book of Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11 says, seek the Lord. Seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. And you must seek his face continually. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Can you see that? Seek the Lord and what? His strength. So, and you do that what? Continually. You know why? Because the strength of yesterday may not be sufficient for today. The strength that you carry yesterday may not be what sufficient for today. And I want you to understand this, that as believers, we are not supposed to walk by the arm of the flesh. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Praying with all prayers and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all supplication. Praise the Lord. I want you to understand that what the Bible is saying here is praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, with watching thereunto, unto all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I want to create a picture in our hearts this morning. I want you to understand that when we talk about prayer, we are not talking about just making conversation alone. Prayer involves conversation. Conversation is you speak, you listen. If I'm conversing with TY and I'm the only one talking, I become radio. Asoro Magbesi. How many of us know Asoro Magbesi? Do you know what is called Asoro Magbesi? Do you know? I know you won't know. Asoro Magbesi. Asoro Magbesi is radio. When you speak, they keep talking, and nothing comes forth. So when you are praying, you pray, you listen. You pray, you listen. Praise the Lord. And we need to understand that prayer takes us from the place of self-sufficiency to the place of non-sufficiency, where our sufficiency is now dependent on the all-sufficient. So you mustn't look at yourself that people that don't pray are people that believe that they are self-sufficient. But when you pray, you drop yourself to the place of insufficiency to go and depend on the all-sufficient. That is what we call violent prayers, effectual prayers, fervent prayers. This is the kind of prayer that God wants you and I to pray. Not the prayer that we pray now that we use remote prayer. That's the kind of prayer many of us pray now, remote, because we are so used to the life of remote. Time will not permit me. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm not condemning what is happening in the age we are now. Please don't misquote me. As Pastor Mojibi said, we should not be watching TV. No. Please. In fact, if you have money for smart TV, get it. But I'm just using that as an example. Technology is good. But because we are so used to technology now, we now want to technologize God. We want to put technology into our communication with God. It cannot work. It can't. He gave us the technology, but when you are relating with him, you cannot technologize your prayer. Many of us have technologized our prayer to the point that when we are praying now, we now try to use the technology that we have to pray. That's not effectual prayer. Praise the Lord. Effectual prayer is prayers that are real. And you need to get real with God. Tell to your neighbor, say, get real with God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we look at the book of Matthew chapter 14, verse 19? My time is up already. Prayer, Matthew 14, 19, please. Hallelujah. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven. Can you see that? Looking up to heaven, he blessed. That is, he prayed, and he broke, and he gave. Jesus could have just dropped the thing in the basket and said, go and start sharing. No! He wanted to pass a message. He prayed. We need to understand that prayer is what brings blessing. How to make our prayer a channel of exploit. Number one, pray with faith. Pray with faith. Pray with faith. Many times when we pray, like I said, we pray with the understanding of the technological world that we have now. We don't pray with the understanding of the spiritual. Pray with faith. You must pray with faith, because without faith, it is impossible for you to relate with God. It is impossible. And that is why the place of studying the word of God, which you have been treating for the whole month, comes in. Because you cannot have faith if you are not a studious person in the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise the Lord. So you must pray with faith. A lot of times we pray as if we don't even believe in the prayer we are praying. And a lot of times, sincerely, we don't even believe in the prayer. I've been there before. You know, he's our God. He's an humorous God. He's a wonderful God. In the course of the week, I was talking to Pastor Wale and Pastor Ebenezer. Said I needed to go for a training somewhere. And the training is organized by some international organization. People will be coming from abroad for the training. Very essential training. And I said, but I cannot go for that training. Even though I've registered for the training, I cannot go for the training because Papa is not around. So as I told them, something inside me said, but you can change the date if you want to go. Something just jumped inside. I said, you can change the date. That is, I have given you power to change, to command, and it will be. So I was still talking to them. I said, look, I cannot go. Pastor Ebenezer was trying to encourage me one way. If there's going to be a way, we'll talk about it. And I said, no, I cannot go. So I've missed it. Maybe some other time. But while driving home, when I got home, something just came upon me. I said, you can change this thing. And I said, God, if it be your will for me to attend this training, change this training. Let the dates be changed. Now, this is a training that somebody is coming from abroad, and you know people from over there. They plan things. The person would have booked the ticket, pay for the flight, hotel booked, and all that before visa can even be given. So everything must have been done. And lo and behold, 2 days after, I got a message from them. We are sorry to inform you that the training that we scheduled for so date has been postponed till further notice. And when I saw the text, I said, believe you me, when I prayed that prayer, believe you me, between God and man, I did not even have faith. Sincerely. I just prayed, because after praying the prayer, I said, can this prayer be answered? Ticket has been booked. These people are coming from Europe. Hotel. I knew the hotel. One of the topmost hotels in Lagos has been booked. Everything is set. Even where me, I would say, has been settled. So how come will this thing be changed? That is how many of us behave. Say mercy. But God just had mercy on me in my own case. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe because he saw my heart that well, because of his work, that's why I cannot go. I just pray casually, not as if sincerely I didn't have faith to back it up. I just said, God, if it be your will, let this day may change. And then 2 days after, I just saw the message. I didn't even read immediately. After some time, I now read, said, we are sorry to inform you that so program that we plan for so date has been postponed till further notice. I said, hallelujah. See, we need to understand that this God that we serve is a God that acts on his word. If we act our own part, which is act in faith. When you pray in faith, he answers. Number two, pray in the spirit. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 26, that the spirit makes intercession for the saints. Pray in the spirit. Likewise, the spirit also helps our infirmities. Can you see that? our infirmities here does not mean sickness. It means our weaknesses, our insufficiency, our lukewarmness, our lack of faith, our lack of belief. The Spirit help it. It help it. For we don't even know how we should pray. For as we ought so. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Can you see that? It's not talking about infirmity of sickness. It's talking about infirmity of your lack of faith. Infirmities of your not praying accordingly. But when you pray in the Spirit, you are praying in mysteries. And the God of that solve all mysteries will step in and solve those mysteries. Hallelujah. Number three, pray with fasting. Pray with fasting. Can we look at the book of Matthew chapter 17 verse 21? Pray with fasting. See, the Bible says, this can goeth not except what? By prayer and fasting. There are some things that don't answer to prayers alone. You know why? Because fasting helps your body to be subdued. When you are fasting, your body is subdued. The Spirit is energized. Praise the Lord. Fasting is a spiritual exercise. Eating is a physical exercise. That is why when you are eating, sometimes when you are eating some food, you start sweating. Because your organs are exercising. How many of us have been there? I've been there. You are eating. Especially when you are taking pepper soup. The thing is hot. Yet you are swallowing. You are taking. And you are sweating. Amala. Yes. Thank you, my brother. As you are taking it, you are sweating. Your body, the cells are vibrating. Energy is being consumed and it's being taken in. So you sweat. The same way when you fast, the spirit man is energized. The physical man is subdued. And when the spirit man is energized, you can quicken the spirit to work more. And you get better results. Praise the Lord. Number four, prayer without giving up. You pray without giving up. The book of 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 42 to 43. Because of our time, there is a story of Elijah there. The Bible says Elijah prayed 7 times. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between what? Between his knees. Can we go on? Between his knees. And he said to his son, go up, now look towards the sea. And went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again. And he did 7 times. The man did not stop praying. He kept praying. We don't know how many hours it took the servant to go up. Go up means the servant is climbing something. Praise the Lord. Maybe a mountain. We don't know how many hours. He will go, he will come back. He will go, he will come back. He will go, he will come back. But the point here is this. The man kept praying. Sometimes we pray and we got to the point of breakthrough. I say, this God, it seems as if he doesn't answer prayers. And we stop. This is the point of breakthrough. All the person needs is 1 step and steps into the breakthrough. Then the person gets to here. Just one more day of fasting. Say, I cannot fast any longer. Just one more perseverance. Just one more supplication. Just one more night vigil. Say, I cannot. I'm tired. Give up. Pray. May we not give up at the point of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Number five is pray fervently. Pray fervently. James chapter 5 verse 16 to 17. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. James chapter 5 verse 16b. I want you to know that until your prayer become effectual and fervent, it availeth little. Hello? And that's why I started by the analogy of using the modern day TV and the olden days TV. That one you need to get real. This one we do now, you don't need to get real. You know, there are mobile phones now that you can use to operate your TV. Yeah, your phone, the thing will change. I'm telling you. For those days, who dash monkey banana? You have to go out and tune, and God help you. Your father decided to concretize the base of the pole. Put concrete. When you are turning, the thing will not turn. Then we carry ladder. Put the ladder by the
surface of this thing and start using it and to turn it up. Hey, mercy. Hallelujah. That is 5AC. 5AC. Praise the Lord. But today, the thing has become so cheap and so easy. And that is why many of us, when we ask God for something and God say, hold on, we say, God, you are too slow. Baba, go slow. Eh? Our God is not Baba, go slow. He's Baba on time. Baba on point. Baba accurate. Baba perfect. 100%. God does not count slackness as men do. We need to get real. And I pray, as you get fervent in the place of prayer, may you enjoy answers to all your prayers in the name of Jesus. Time is up already. Number 6, pray wholeheartedly. Pray wholeheartedly. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13. Pray wholeheartedly. Jeremiah 29:13. You shall ask me and find me. You shall ask and you will find. Jeremiah, not Exodus. 29:13. You shall seek me and find me. When you seek the Lord, you find the Lord. When you search for him with all what? Your heart. You search for him with all your heart. That is when you receive answers. Wholehearted prayer. Not faint-hearted prayer. Not weak-hearted prayers. Not prayers you are praying. Your heart is on mind. You back up much. No! You are praying. Hey! Time for mind you. Time for mind you. Back up. You are praying. You are looking for mind you. Back up. You are praying. You are checking WhatsApp. No! There is no way you can tell me I'm praying. I'm checking WhatsApp. And you say it's a heartfelt prayer. No. Because your heart cannot be on two things at the same time. Can't. Your brain can be on two things. As some people, they can do that. Most women can do it. But not their heart. Even if a woman can do 5-7 things, her heart is on one particular one at a time. Not on the 5. The brain is configured to be able to work in 5 ways. She's cooking, she's taking care of the baby and all that. But let an accident wants to come. The one that her heart is where she goes first. She forget the soup. She will run after her baby. Pick the baby and run out of the house. That's where the heart is. If her heart is in her jewelry, that's what she will go to. Your heart can only be on one thing at the same time. It's not possible. So if your heart, you are praying and your heart is on WhatsApp, is on this, it is not real. Ask your neighbor, are you real in the place of prayer? This is the channel to blessing. This is the channel to blessing. Number 2 channel, quickly. My time is up already, so I'm just going to run through this. It's sacrifice. The place of sacrifice is the place of power. The place of sacrifice is the place of power. You need power for exploit. You need power for exploit. If you must experience exploit, you must be ready to pay some sacrifice. You cannot assess anything of great value, I've said that earlier, without paying great price. Nothing of value comes easy. Nothing of value comes easy. Nothing of value comes cheap. No. That's why if you're a young guy and a woman is just flogging herself at you cheaply, don't take. I tell you, don't take. Shared a story with my wife the course of the week. I was trying to encourage my kids. So I shared a story with them. Don't take. A woman is just flinging herself at you. Anyhow, be careful. I tell you, be careful. Be careful. Good women don't come cheap. At all. They don't come cheap. They don't come easy. They don't come easy. When it is too easy and too cheap, be careful. Something is wrong. I'm not saying it's not possible, but be careful. Be very careful. Offering you free sex. Be careful. Don't sex yourself to hell. Sex yourself and sell your destiny. No. Be careful. Be careful. The guy is buying you shawarma and you think it's free. It's not free. Be careful. No, you shawarmaize yourself to hell. Be careful. Sacrifice. When you get to sacrifice, you get to get power. The level of your sacrifices determine the level of your engracement. Because your sacrifice shall keep you at the place of harvest. If you are not ready to sacrifice, you cannot receive. You must be willing to give sacrificially. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. You must be willing to give sacrificially. Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
If you are not ready to give sacrificially, if you cannot give mammon, how much more can you give yourself? Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together. Running over, shall men give unto your bosom. I love the B part. For with the same measure that ye made with her, shall it be measured to you again. I love that B part. It's so equal. You measure this weight, it comes back to you that way. This is beyond the law of karma. This is the law of God. A lot of us cannot sacrifice our money. And pay tithe, we cannot pay tithe. Just 10% is difficult. We can't sacrifice. We cannot sacrifice our money. And we want God to sacrifice his own for you. It doesn't work. The Bible is clear. The same measure you measure. So when your tithe is 10,000, for example, and you decide to pay 6,000, when your blessing is supposed to be 10,000, it comes back to you 6,000. It comes back that same way. And perhaps it is in the 4,000, the balance on top, that you have your breakthrough. You know, you need certain level to get to certain level to get to certain breakthrough. Hello? If you need 25 liters to drive from here to Lagos and you have put 15 liters, it will take you to Lagos. It will take you to where 15 liter hands. And when you get to that point, it will stop. I love technology so much. Now these days, when you put credit, if I put 10,000 naira credit on my phone and you put 1,000 naira credit and you said, anointing covers me. No, let me show you the other way. You have put 10,000, I have put 1,000. Then I said, kalabashata kaliaraba, anointing, flow. Let's start calling. By the time my home say your credit, you have just one more minute. Or how do they used to say it? Your credit is about to finish. You have less than 1 minute. By the time I hear that, you are still talking, flexing, continue. You know why? Because the measure that I met is the measure they met back to me. Simple. You know, Yoruba people will say, the way you stand inside photo, now so photo go bring you out. That thing is not real again. No. You can be looking ugly. And by the time they Photoshop you, you come out looking clean. That proverb does not work. Oh. The way you are, that's the way. Oh, it's in our days, these days. Somebody that is not looking light, you just suddenly see the person looking light. Looking so fresh. You can even package. Package and hair do on top of the person. Hey! But I tell you, when it comes to God, you cannot Photoshop God. It's not possible. You cannot Photoshop blessing. It's a principle of sow and reap. As long as the head remained, seed time and harvest time will never cease. It's as simple as that. So you cannot Photoshop God. You cannot cajo God or pepperize God or manage God. Many people are trying to manage God. Manage as in try to organize God, package God. It cannot work. It doesn't work. That's why I said, get real. You must be ready to sacrifice. Let your sacrifice be pure. Let it be with pure motive. If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. Time is up. Let your sacrifice be without grudge. Don't give grudgingly. Never be tired of sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Never be tired of sacrifice. Never be tired of doing good. Don't be tired. Pay your tithe. Don't be weak in the place, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. Can you see that? To communicate there means to give. That English communicate there, the Greek interpretation means to give. Don't forget. For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. God is well pleased. To communicate, to give, to hold us. To communicate good things to others, to communicate. The Bible says in Galatians 6, it's communicate to those who labor over you in the spirit. Give. Many of us cannot sacrifice. Now it's time. We are getting close to the time of the anniversary. We say we should sacrifice. Let me be candid with you. Either you give or you don't give. You sacrifice, you don't sacrifice. The work of God will continue. I tell you, it cannot be stopped. I'm telling you this. I have come to believe this because I've seen it happening. Time without number. God cannot be held ransom by your stinginess. No. The cattle, the sheep upon the thousand hills are mine, saith the Lord. So, your not giving, it is not going to deplete the heaven's account. And your giving does not increase the balance sheet in heaven. It doesn't. It is you that receive when you sacrifice. Can we please rise up on our feet? Hallelujah. I want you to understand that.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.